tears go and fall away, oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Welcome, everybody. It's Tuesday. Feels like Friday. It's 2025, might feel like 2027, but I'm here with each and every one of you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, Donald Trump will be addressing a joint session of Congress this evening for the first time since retaking the Oval Office in January. Some are calling it a State of the Union address, but it's not technically, since he hasn't been in office for yet a year. Well, not to worry, folks. We've got you covered here at Civic Media starting just before 8 p.m. Our special coverage will kick off. You're not going to want to miss that. We're also going to cover the Democratic response given this year by the newly elected Senator Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan. So don't forget to tune in this evening. We'll have lots of special coverage for you. You're not going to want to miss that because just a few things have happened. Apparently, we're now in a trade war and have abandoned Ukraine, We'll see what else happens. You know, a little dismantling of the federal government, slashing of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, just a couple of things for the new president to discuss these mere, five and a half weeks in. But before all that happens tonight, we've got to check in locally, and I'm so glad to have Dan Schaefer, our political editor here, creator of the Recombobulation Area, with me this afternoon at a special time. Dan, you usually join us at 2:30, today at 2 p.m. Thanks so much for making time. A couple of things happening here closer to home.
Always a lot going on, Maggie, and it is of course discombobulating times, but that's why I'm here to recombobulate with you on a Tuesday as we do every week.
Well, what has been going on just this day? There are a number of events just today. Dan, tell us about a few of them.
Yeah, so I was just before joining you here was at the War Memorial Center in downtown Milwaukee, where Susan Crawford was meeting with the Rotary Club of Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Press Club for a luncheon panel interview discussion. Some interesting stuff there, absolutely. But I thought, you know, just from a big picture standpoint, you know, you've had Susan Crawford on your airwaves a number of times. You know, we've watched, I was at an event at Marquette University last week where she was speaking with Judge Derek Mosley. And then again today, meeting with, you know, a couple of reporters from the Milwaukee area and speaking to the Rotary at lunch. And I must say, I think this was maybe the best public event that I've seen her speak at. And you know, it was the questions were substantive. She had a good command of the room. She was nimble with some of the questions that both reporters and audience members were sending her way. And I thought just overall, you know, it just seemed like a really good sign for her campaign that, you know, she's, you know, performing really well in events like this. Now that we're getting into crunch time for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So, you know, we can talk about a couple of the issues that were raised during that. But I think, you know, just from the big picture standpoint, just from, you know, just kind of zooming out, I thought Crawford did really well in this event and is certainly showing some improvement after being on the campaign trail for a while. And, you know, I just thought in general, you know, was a really interesting discussion. So the Rotary Club of Milwaukee has that one on their YouTube page. Go check that one out after you listen to all the Maggie Dawn Show and all the other programming across the Civic Media Network, of course.
There's always a phenomenon, Dan, when specifically in these technical positions, we have two technical positions on the April 1st ballot, less than a month away. Folks, please, please, please make sure you have a plan to early vote. Get it done so you don't have to worry about it. Make sure you know that you're registered. You know where your polling place is. You can always check that out at myvote.wi.gov. 1 month away, we have two what I call technical positions on the ballot. These are not elected official talking heads. These are actual jobs where you have to know stuff and do things. And we've got both of them. Again, the superintendent of public instruction and a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. And of course, the challenge is that in a lot of these technical elected jobs, you often have people who frankly aren't the suavest or most captivating public speakers or most studied and experienced politicians. And, you know, Brad Schimmel's been through two statewide elections. He's won an election in Waukesha County to become circuit court judge, if I'm not mistaken. So he's got some runway under his belt, if I can mix a couple metaphors there, Dan. Whereas Susan Crawford, fairly new to the politics game. It's interesting to me. I'm now seeing from her in other interviews, other opportunities, making the attack lines, saying the things that need to be said about her opponent. You and I have discussed the Washington Post article just yesterday from former Journal Sentinel reporter Patrick Marley, wherein he discusses the fact that Brad Schimmel was asked a very direct question about whether or not he believes the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision coming out of the 2020 election was correct. And Schimmel basically said, "I have a day job. I haven't read it. I don't know anything about it." And when Susan Crawford was asked to respond to that comment by Schimmel, she said, "What should be every Wisconsinite's question, whether or not you agree with the Supreme Court's decision, which is, are you effing kidding me if you haven't read the decision and garnered some viewpoint or opinion about this?" Dan, I'm expecting that you saw her do more of the same today. Can you give us a couple examples?
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought that was a really important comment that she made in the Washington Post. The direct quote, "I think it's astonishing that Brad Schimmel would not be familiar with probably the most consequential decision the Wisconsin Supreme Court has made in decades." And there were questions about those particular comments that came up during the discussion today, and she really went in on Schimmel in a couple different instances, calling his campaign as nakedly partisan as you can get. And then, talking about that that question in particular, it's just clearly very problematic, the route that Schimmel is taking on this. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull up the exact quote from what she said. That's all right, though. But she did talk about, just in general, how problematic it is that Schimmel has kind of talked out of both sides of his mouth on this issue. She talked about, Trump in particular. And then, Maggie, from your perspective, from like a lawyer's perspective, are there lawyers who might be running for Wisconsin Supreme Court who are unfamiliar with maybe the highest profile decision that the Wisconsin Supreme Court has made? How buried in the sand does your head have to be to not have an opinion on this?
It's an astoundingly tone deaf, facially unreasonable statement for Brad Schimmel to make. This is the kind of thing that I would run in an ad on repeat, because it shows you that Brad Schimmel is willing to lie even about the most basic things. I've read it. I think I would have made distinctions in the decision. I wasn't in the seat. Like, there's a million different things that Brad Schimmel could have and likely should have said in response to what is a critical question. Instead, saying, "I have a day job and I haven't paid any attention to it," is so, again, foolish sounding, as well as sounding condescending and out of touch. It's like you checked, Brad Schimmel checked all of the don't do boxes for a candidate in that response. And again, I think Susan Crawford zeroing in on that, being very plain and saying that is absolutely ludicrous. Of course he has an opinion about it. But what he's afraid to do is tell Wisconsin voters what his opinion is. And that is a very scary prospect when it is coupled with the amazing spending that you see pouring in from Elon Musk, who will have a case pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court related to how these technical rules in the state of Wisconsin about whether or not Tesla can have its own car dealerships here in the state. Did those questions come up at Rotary today, Dan?
Yeah, Elon Musk did of course come up a little bit, and she talked about Musk called him the quote unelected right-hand man to President Trump right now, who is involved in quote apparently dismantling parts of our federal government. She also talked about how he doesn't know anything. She said he doesn't know anything about me, and he alluded to the story from a couple weeks ago where he used a photo of a different Susan Crawford in some of his campaign. So, you know, and so he certainly talked a lot about that. And I think these judicial races, like you said, these are technical positions, right? And yep. She didn't want to really weigh in. She's like, you know, she's not going to weigh in on a case that's not, you know, in front of her when she's seated on the bench. And she was very careful in many instances throughout the panel discussion to say that. But, you know, she is clearly taken she clearly sees what's happening with Musk at the federal government. And I think it's just in general for voters, I think it's really important to see some level of checks and balances. And I think that's what, you know, everything is being viewed in the political arena right now through the prism of Trump's scorched earth return to office, of what Elon Musk is doing, bringing a wrecking ball to all different sectors of the federal government, and recognizing that a state court can be an important check and balance, I think is an incredibly important piece of this election.
We're going to talk about what I'm going to call the Musk of it all, the Musk effect on this election, not just in the direct spend, effectively filling Brad Schimmel's coffers with all kinds of Musk money, but we're going to talk about abortion and a couple of other issues that came up today at Rotary. We've got a special guest at a special time today, Dan Schaefer, recombobulating with all of you for the State Slate with Dan Schaefer. You can find that here every Tuesday right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to be back with more Dan, which you're not going to want to miss. What did Susan Crawford have to say about a woman's right to choose in Wisconsin? We discuss further when we come back after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.